We're going to switch gears now to another major story breaking just a few hours ago on this Friday night out of Texas. A federal judge has now ordered the U.S. government to end the DACA program, which provides protections to hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought here to the U.S. as children. The move blocks future applicants, leaving many tonight in a legal limbo. News Nation correspondent Joe Khalil joining us with the very latest now on this from D.C. Joe.
Yeah, Rob, so there's a lot that we don't exactly know at this point, but what we do know is that the federal judge in the Southern District of Texas has ruled that the law is basically illegal. And the reasoning, he says, is the Obama administration, when they enacted DACA, he says they didn't have the legal standing to do so. And he also says that states like Texas, who have been trying to end DACA for years now, frankly, they have the legal standing to do so because he says they can show that DACA recipients have actually been a burden on the state of Texas. Now, that's just Texas's argument that has been debated time and time again. So let's go ahead and just get to the most important point of what we heard tonight and what we're seeing out of this ruling, because the bottom line is that the 600 to 800,000 or so DACA recipients in the United States, they are not going to be losing their status. In fact, it is still guaranteed to them. So that's important to note there. What the decision does say is that the federal government at this point is not going to be finishing DACA applications. The courts are going to be sending the order that created DACA back to the Department of Homeland Security. Let's put up what Judge Andrew Hannon wrote in his decision. He says DHS may continue to accept new DACA applications and renewal DACA applications, but it is hereby enjoined from approving any new DACA applications and granting the attendant status. So this could go one of a few ways. It is almost certainly going to be appealed. That would be a Biden administration decision. They would have to do that. We are very likely to see that happen. And this could move forward. It could potentially end up in the Supreme Court. There's also another route that this could go. Congress could act and move on immigration legislation. They could make DACA law. They have not done that yet. They've been talking about it for years. But either way, certainly if you are a DACA recipient in this country, it may be concerning to hear this because the law basically at this point is in limbo. One thing before I send it back over to you, Rob, to note is that the Supreme Court actually has ruled on DACA before and they protected it. But their reasoning was that when the Trump administration tried to end it, the Trump administration did so arbitrarily. In other words, they didn't have a good reason for trying to end DACA. So it was on that sort of technicality the Supreme Court weighed in on it last time. We will see how all of this goes moving forward. But this could impact certainly a lot of people in the United States tonight. Rob.
DACA impacts about 650,000 people in this country. So that is for sure. Joe Khalil, live in D.C. Thank you very much.